Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. No Mike Meltzer, no Seth Payne. It is Paul Gallant and former Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts in the house. Tomorrow, the Houston Texans could give Jadeveon Clowney the franchise tag. I expect the Texans to give Jadeveon Clowney the franchise tag. I don't know where this goes from there. I don't know if they end up trading him. I don't know if they'd end up letting him play out the entirety of the season under the franchise tag. That's on their front. On Jadeveon Clowney's front, I don't know if he'd hold out deep into training camp, but I think that's the most logical expectation. And I also don't know if he would pull a Le'Veon Bell. So, Cecil, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, here we go.
What is Jadeveon Clowney going to do this coming season once he gets the franchise tag, as I expect him to get over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll get the franchise tag. I say he holds out for a little bit, and then he comes back and plays the year out. I don't see him, even though I do believe he's going to explore all options, I don't see him sitting the whole year out. That's just at that position. And just look at Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was probably the best running back in the league at the time he decided to sit out. I don't know if Clowney, he's very good, but I don't know if he's the best at his position at this point in time. So I don't know if he has the same leverage as Le'Veon did when he did it.
And Bell, I think, will still get a good amount of money this offseason.
Not in Indianapolis. Don't go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, please. I feel the same way. I mean, one of the reasons, Cecil, for Le'Veon Bell that I have been a fan of the Texans maybe making a move for him is as a preventative measure against the Colts. I don't want the Colts to have Le'Veon Bell. A guy who's had almost 100 catches as a running back.
Yep.
As an additional weapon for Andrew Luck, in addition to being a very good running back behind a very good, if not the best, offensive line in the NFL. Like, it's going to work if Le'Veon Bell goes there. I don't know if it necessarily would work if Le'Veon Bell were to come here. I feel like I expect, just because I have to, the Texans' offensive line to get better this coming season, because I mean, how much worse it's going to get. But also, I look at it from this standpoint. You do not want the Colts to get him. You know, you do not like that. That is my main reason for wanting to bring in Le'Veon Bell.
You want nobody in the AFC to get him,
right? And you know what? Maybe the Colts won't go after him. Maybe Chris Ballard is going to follow through and continue to be patient with the way that they're approaching things. But they have so much cap space. Like, I think they would be foolhardy to not make a phone call and say, "Hey, we'll give you this. You want it? Take it. You don't want it? Fine. Good luck playing for the Jets and hating your life." All right. Speaking of hating your life, there's a tweet from Fox Sports NFL yesterday, and I do not understand this one at all. Yeah, give me the music, Jacob.
Love it.
So Fox put together a list of the worst cities for NFL fans. And number one, Houston. Also interesting, Cecil Shorts, who played wide receiver in the NFL for the Jacksonville Jaguars and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The city of Jacksonville is number two for worst cities for NFL fans. Number five, Tampa, where Cecil Shorts also played. Cecil Shorts also happens to be from the city of Cleveland. Guess what? Number four, Cleveland. I saw this tweet yesterday, and I'm like, okay, is there an article attached to it? No. There's no bleeping backstory. It's just completely random. And honestly, if Houston is one of the worst cities for NFL fans, I should kill myself right now. I should jump out of this window because I'm doing a disservice to this city, because I need to make it not that city. This tweet is ridiculous. Fox, kiss my grits.
There's no backstory. It's
none.
A random list.
Yes.
And Houston should not be number one. They sold out. They sell out every single game.
People care.
Often fan. People care about football, period, in this town.
Of all of Jacksonville, and they care in Cleveland, too.
Yep.
Jacksonville and Tampa, which is a worse football town.
That's tough. It's weird. So when I was in Jacksonville, we were terrible, and nobody would come to the games. Like, it would literally be like, they'll give me 30 tickets Friday, and I can just go to the mall and just hand them out to people.
Really?
It was that bad.
Was it embarrassing?
It was embarrassing at times. It was embarrassing at times. But, I mean, can you imagine getting 30 NFL tickets and just handing them out? Now, they were like, you know, nosebleeds, but still, who wouldn't want to come to the game for free?
It's a game.
And they were like, wait a second. Why are you giving me these tickets? What's going
on? Actually, I don't want them.
But Tampa was bad, too. Tampa just didn't seem interested in the games. At least Jacksonville, they would at least boo and be, you know, they would boo or cheer, whatever the case may be. In Tampa, they just seemed like they didn't care. They're just like, oh, yeah, we got a team, so we'll show up. if we do something good, yay. They weren't like really into it.
It's weird because I used to live in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, and there was a big buzz for the Buccaneers when I was living there. And it was from about like 2003 through 2007.
When they won the Super Bowl.
But they had just won the Super Bowl. Right.
Gotcha.
And then as John Gruden was coaching them and slowly making everyone on that Buccaneers team hate him, yeah, things changed a little bit. Mad Radio, Paul Gallant, and former Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts. Friday, Colin Kaepernick in the NFL reached a settlement. What's frustrating about this for me is that there are no emails, no texts, or testimony being released to the public.
Yeah.
Which is honestly great for the NFL. But I'm disappointed in the lack of drama. For the league, it's good. Eventually, we're going to get some details on what the hell happened here. I don't think Kaepernick's getting another job in the NFL. I think this is pretty much the cherry on top. I mean, Cecil, if you pay him all this money, it's almost like you're asking him to just walk away. Yeah. We don't want to deal with you anymore. Take your money. It's fine.
It's like shut up and be quiet.
Yeah.
We'll give you an X amount, and I'm pretty sure it was a hefty.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
a hefty amount.
Because think about this. Like, Kaepernick had a cause, and I feel like I always felt that he was actually helping himself in not being out there on the field. Because people, whenever they talk about Colin Kaepernick, you hear his name and you're like, oh, he's being blackballed by the NFL. Whether that's true or incorrect, like that was the first thing you think of. But if he's back on the football field, his message, which was about racial inequality and violence by police officers against minorities in particular. But from there, and I remember when he did his 18-minute press conference, I listened to him and I was like, wow, he actually made a lot of good points. I was surprised by that. Because I thought Kaepernick was a bit of a dumbass, to be perfectly honest. Mainly because he put out a social media post where the seven orms coming, and he put like a picture of Houston being flooded during Hurricane Harvey.
He has some bad moments.
Right. And the Pig Sox moment was not a great moment for him either.
Yeah.
But that moment right there, I remember thinking, okay, maybe he's onto something here. But I think now where we're at right now, there was probably some sort of collusion. I think they're acknowledging it
absolutely.
By giving him that money. And I think now we've gotten to a point where we're not really going to talk about Colin Kaepernick anymore.
Absolutely. I think for any NFL team to sign him now would kind of tell you, like, we were colluding. Like,
right.
We were doing
pretty much
what we were doing. Well,
or
I don't see him signing nowhere at all.
Yeah, I don't either. And, like, there are a lot of things on this front which you can go in so many different directions. Yeah. I'd say no organization should have been coerced into hiring necessarily. But at the same time, you can't tell me that he's not one of the top 100 quarterbacks in the United States of America.
He's at least better than Peterman.
Oh!
I think me and you are better than Peterman. Like, this is...
he's poor Nathan least, Peterman.
He's at least better than Peterman.
That guy stinks so bad.
And he still has a job. He's with the Raiders now, right? I think the Raiders just picked him up. Him and Gruden
are
best friends some type of way.
And yeah, I don't think he's even good enough for the AAF, to be perfectly honest. Like, I'd rather watch Mike Bercovici. The NBA All-Star Game and Skills Competition were this weekend in Charlotte. I'll be honest, I refuse to watch it. Here's my hot take on the All-Star Game, Cecil. A sport is only a sport when people are putting in 100% effort on both ends of the court, both sides of the field. And I'm not saying no one's trying out there. I mean, they're skilled players and, you know, you can watch them. They're doing things that none of us could do.
Right.
But like when there's no competition there, these All-Star games, I just can't deal with them. I can't watch them.
It's a show. That's all it is. I think it's a pretty cool show for the fans, for the average fan, for the kids to see all the dunks and the fancy moves and stuff. And they don't play serious until like the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game, which is exciting. That's the only part of the game I really watch.
Mm-hmm.
My son watches everything else. I can care less about it. I'm similar to you. The most exciting part of the weekend to me is the 3-point contest now.
Yeah, Joe Harris won this.
Former Cavalier.
Nets.
Cleveland Cavalier.
Yeah.
Didn't play for us at all, but I'm happy for him.
So Joe Harris won the 3-point competition. Jason Tatum won the skills competition. And Hamidou Diallo dunked over Shaquille O'Neal in the dunk competition. I mean, here's the thing with the dunk competition. They get too many attempts to do it.
Way too many.
I watch the highlights, and it takes away from it. I almost would rather have a simple dunk, just dunk, do something cool, and then get over it. But he dunked over Shaq. That was cool. I just didn't know who he was. And if there's not a name that's in the slam dunk competition, that's the problem.
He's like, a rookie, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, I think he's a rookie.
He probably is a rookie. Who knows? Who cares, honestly? All right. Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. That wraps up headlines.